Tennessee Republicans say they plan to introduce at least 3 new bills next year aimed at toughening the penalties for violence against police. They say officers are being targeted simply for the uniforms they wear. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
The idea that police are in more danger is a matter of debate. According to some measures, last year was actually among the safest for police officers in the past century. But some lawmakers point to violence, like the shooting of a West Tennessee Highway Patrol facility, as evidence criminals are growing bolder about taking on police. Memphis Representative Mark White says heightened penalties might be part of the answer.
It should be labeled a hate crime. And what that means is that when a crime is a hate crime, whatever category it falls under, that the judge, the jury, is required to impose the maximum penalty.
White's proposal would apply to police killings or attempted killings. Other measures in the works would create penalties for publishing the home address of a police officer and make assaulting an officer a felony. Chattanooga Republican Gerald McCormick says he believes the tougher penalties won't be applied arbitrarily.
You're going to have your day in court, and you have the right to have a lawyer and that type thing. So I think the legal system would take over in certain circumstances if there are doubts. What we don't want to do is assume that the criminal is in the right.
McCormick says many of Tennessee's neighbors have already increased penalties for assaulting police, and the state should join them. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.